It's 8:24, and let's talk to Sasha from Suffolk Trading Standards. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for joining us on the programme today. You've been carrying out some surveillance.
We have, yes. Not sort of secretly, but it's a market surveillance, so it's testing products that are available on the marketplace. And this is telescopic ladders. And we've been doing this in partnership with the Ladder Association and Trading Standards departments across the east of England, so, and our imports team actually as well. So we've actually purchased 17 telescopic ladders between all of us. Three of them were stopped at the port of Felixstowe, and they've all basically been put through their paces in a series of safety tests. And unfortunately, the results were very, very concerning, with over 80% of the ladders actually failing to meet the minimum safety requirements, basically designed to keep the user safe. And worse still, over half of the failed ladders were actually marked and sold as compliant. So they were deliberately attempting to mislead the public.
Wow. So what do we need to look out for to get a safe one?
Yeah. So what we did, we were buying them from online marketplaces, places like that, some online shops. So it's very, you know, those are the places that you have to take a real sort of close look at what you are buying. So what you need to do is do your research, check out the company, check that they have a UK or EU address, check for product reviews, actually have a look to see what, you know, valuable insight from the people that have bought them about the quality of the product. But beware that some companies and brands post fake positive reviews.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't make a decision on the price solely. You know, if it's very cheap, that's going to be quite concerning. It means, you know, genuine products will probably cost more because they've gone through enhanced testing. And also avoid any ladder that has a CE mark on it. Despite what you may think, ladders cannot be CE marked. So avoid that. It means that actually it's been falsely marketed. And so if you've got any concerns, then please, please, please report it to us.
So by failure, you could put this telescopic ladder up, climb up it, and it collapse under you?
Yep. So some of them, when you if you see the testing, so you can go onto the Ladder Association website and you can actually see some of the testing taking place. You can literally just see them bending in the middle. So any weight that would have been put onto those ladders, someone climbing up them, it would have bent and it could have snapped, and obviously the person falling off that ladder.
Okay. Doorstep callers as well. Just yesterday, offering to clean gutters.
Yeah, this is very, very new. I've sort of woken up to it from a private message on our Facebook page, so we just need to get a little bit more information. Elderly lady was approached in Kesgrave and was asked if she wanted to have her gutters cleaned. The individuals have said that they'll come back today to carry out the work, and they want £60. We've done a little bit of search. We've got no information on the traders themselves. So really, I'm just kind of doing a bit of a call out to say, if anyone else was approached, we need as much information as possible. You know, any details about the company, any vehicles, any of the individuals, anything like that, then please give us a call, and that'll be on 0808 223 1133.
Okay. And finally, proceeds of crime hearing took place the other day, and David Waters, this is the guy who's been on Watchdog, isn't it?
That's right. We've had a long running like a series, really, with Mr. Waters. We've obviously prosecuted him a few times, and he was actually sentenced to 32 months in prison back in 2019. That was following 15 counts on unfair commercial practices, and that was him basically fraudulently trading, poor customer service, misleading customers by taking large deposits of promise of goods, and these were all goods that were mobility goods, like beds. One customer paid over £8,000 for two beds and they were never delivered and no refund was ever received. So obviously we prosecuted him. He was sent to prison and we followed that up with a proceeds of crime. So basically we're looking to claw back money that he made from his crimes. Now the benefit figure was agreed as £125,000. But with the ruling says that he must pay £50,000 because that's what he has as benefits, agreed benefits, and he has to do that within 3 months, otherwise he will be sent to prison again. Now, because we've got an asset figure, it does mean that if he gets further assets, we can actually claim those assets as well.
Okay, so Mr. Waters needs to cough up, it seems. Sasha, thank you very much for joining us. Sasha Watson from Suffolk's Trading Standards with all the latest news of what's going on, trying to keep us safe from the rogue traders. 8:29.